The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 9th chapter, text number 29 through 32, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 21st, 1966, in New York.
Samoham Sarvabhuteshu Name Deshasti Napriya Ji Bhajanti Tu Maam Bhaktya Mahite Teshu Chapaham. The Lord says that although I am equal to everyone, the God is nobody's enemy and nobody's special friend. Just like the king, the government. Nobody's enemy, nobody's friend. Act as you act, so you get result. Similarly, for common man, there is no special favor from God. Jetu bhajanti maam bhakta. Jetu, this tu means but. Here is a word, but. But means, just like we sometimes say, that I am such and such, but means there is something special. So this word is used here. Tu means but. What is that but? Jetu bhajanti maam kritta. Anyone who is engaged in devotional service of me. So, for him I have got special attention. Jetu maang bhijetu bhajanti, je bhajanti tu maang bhaktya, mai te tesu chapi aham. As he is always constantly engaged in my service, similarly I am also engaged always in his service. The Lord says. Here, a passage is quoted by a great commentator, Baladev Vidyavasan, that Bhagavan Bhakta Bhaktima. Just like we become devoted, similarly God also becomes devoted to us. Don't think that one-sided devotion. No. Just like love is never one-sided. Love is reciprocation. Similarly, although God is great, He becomes a devotee of the devotee. He takes pleasure in that way. It is clearly stated that I also try to devote myself for His service. As we take pleasure in serving God, similarly, God also takes pleasure by serving the devotee. That is reciprocation. Now, this shloka we have already discussed last year. Next shloka is, Apite sudrachara bhajate maam ananna bhav sadhureva samantabha sammak bhavasita hisa. So, now, somebody may say that if a devotee is engaged in the service of the Lord, that's not right. But if his behavior is not up to the standard, then what happens to him? Of course, a devotee is naturally developing the 26 good qualities, but even if he does not develop those qualities, of course that very quality that he is a devotee of Krishna, that is sufficient. But still, if somebody is not up to the point, but he is unflinching, not moving, is perfect devotee of Krishna, then Lord Krishna says, Apite sudurachara, Apite Sudurachara. Durachara means his conduct is not good. And Sudurachara means still further. So, apite Sudurachara bhajate mam ananna bhag. Ananna bhag means without deviating his attention to any other demigod or any other business, if one is simply 10% engaged in my service, but his character, his general activities are not so to the point, still the Lord says, sadhu reva samantabha. Sadhu means a pious man or a religious man. Sadhu means the honest man and all good qualities. Still, although he is found that he is not to the standard, but his only qualification is that he is acting in Krishna consciousness, sincerely. It may be, suppose I have got some bad character from the beginning of my life, but I have understood that Krishna consciousness is very nice, I shall take to it. So, I am trying my best, but at the same time, because I am habituated to something, I cannot give it up. Although I know that this my habit is not good, but still, habit is the second nature, I cannot give it up. The Lord Krishna recommends that still he is good. There is no question that he is not a sadhu, or he is not an honest, he is not a religious man. The simple one qualification that he is Krishna conscious and is acting sincerely, but failing sometimes, but still he is to be taken as sadhu. Sadhu means honest, religious, pious. Sadhu reva samantabha. And one may say that, yes, because he is devotee of God, devotee of Krishna, we may call him sadhu, but not 100%. Now, Krishna says no, 100% sadhu. In spite of his that bad character, he's 100% sadhu. So this is the recommendation. Why is Krishna stressing on this point? That whatever he may be, still he is honest, he is sadhu, he is religious, he is pious. Why? That is to be understood in the next. So the Sudurachara means that according to time, according to circumstances, according to so many there are influences. Just like I have come to your country, so far rigid regulation and rules are concerned. And in the beginning, of course, we do not find such opportunities to strictly follow. But still, we should not give so much attention for the regulation or strict rules and regulation. But we must see how much a person is advancing Krishna consciousness. That we have to see. And if we go on criticizing everyone, oh, you are not doing this, you are not doing this, you are doing this. So many things. According to the Vedic culture, there may be so many things, but we are not concerned. As far as possible, people should be given chance to develop Krishna consciousness. Rupa Goswami, one of the big acharyas, he says, jena deno prakarena mana krishna niveshaya. The first business is somehow or other, people should be Krishna conscious. So far rules and regulations are concerned, jena tena prakarena mana krishna niveshaya sarve vidhi nisheda suretaya revo kinkara. If one takes to that line of activities, Krishna consciousness, then all things, all regulation will follow, just like a servant follows a master. If the master starts, the servant follows. Similarly, these things, rules and regulations, that will follow automatically. And the next law, and the Lord says, Kshipram Bhavati Dharma. Because he has taken to that Krishna consciousness, very soon he will be perfect pious man. This process will help you. Don't be too much anxious, though I am not in such a way, I am not in such a way. Whatever way you may be, you just take to this Krishna consciousness. Very easy thing. If you take this Krishna consciousness, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, very sincerely and regularly, as far as possible, by following the rules and regulations, this Krishna consciousness will help you to become a perfect and pious man very soon. Kshipra. Kshipra means very soon. Just like in the material world, suppose if you want to sit on the bench of a high court judge, you'll have to acquire so many qualifications. You have to be a very big lawyer, and government must recognize that you are a good lawyer. Then there will be so many recommendations by the Bar Association, by the lawyers, then you can be recommended. But here the process is just that anyway you sit down on the high court judge, then all education will come. Don't you see how nice it is? Anyway, if somebody takes to Krishna consciousness, naturally and generally it will be found that he is becoming gradually the perfect pious man, perfect honest man. That is the thing. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma sasat shanti nirachati. Sasat shanti. Because he will relish this Krishna consciousness so nicely that he'll give up all nonsense automatically. So don't lie. This is the process. He'll give up automatically. Parang drishtyanivartate. Parang drishtyanivartate. The whole world is after sense gratification. But a Krishna conscious person, very soon he will find that all this nonsense, there is no happiness. He'll give it up. It is so nice. Somewhere or other, if you take to Krishna consciousness, reluctance for sense gratification will automatically come. You haven't got to train yourself that how to stop my sense gratification. If you simply go on chanting Hare Krishna sincerely, and what is that process? Chanting and hearing. When you chant, you hear, and you'll enjoy. And you'll enjoy so nicely that you'll give up all that is not wanted in the advancement of your spiritual life. Kshipra, this is recommendation by Krishna himself. Not that I am advertising, because I am preaching your Krishna consciousness. Therefore, I am advertising. The candidate may take it. But Krishna himself says, Kshipram bhavati dharmatma sasat shanti nigacchati. Shanti means he, very soon, he attains that perfect eternal happiness. Perfect, peaceful life. Eternal life, blissful life, he very soon attains. And why? Kauntya Pratijani, Pratijani, my dear Arjuna, you can declare this to the world. You declare. Why Krishna is not declaring? Krishna is declaring through his devotee. Because Krishna has a promise that I shall protect my devotee. If a promise is there by the devotee, that cannot be violated. Krishna can, because he is God, he can violate his own promise. Because he is a supreme. But he wants to protect his devotee. Therefore, he tried to give the declaration to his devotee that it will be protected. I'll give you one example how Krishna sometimes breaks his promise. It is a very nice story. Krishna, when he joined Arjuna, he promised from his own side that because the fight is between your brothers, so it is not my duty, because both of you are my relatives, so it is not my duty to join one party and not to join another. But because I have divided myself one side and other side my soldiers, but Duryodhana has decided to take my soldiers, not me, so I shall join him. But I shall not fight. I may take some work which may assist you. So Arjuna offered, whatever work you like, you can take. So he said, all right, I shall drive your chariot. So Krishna's promise was that he will not fight. But at the time when Arjuna was perplexed while fighting with Bhishma was the greatest fighter, although he was a very old man, Duryodhana incited him that because the other side are your very pet grandsons, you are not fighting fully. That was the complaint of Duryodhana. So, in order to encourage him, Bhishma said to Duryodhana, all right, tomorrow I shall finish all these five brothers. Tomorrow I shall finish. And I have got now special arrows for killing these five Sivallas brothers. So, Duryodhana was very intelligent. He told, all right, please keep these five arrows with me for the night. I shall deliver you tomorrow in the morning. All right, you check. And Krishna understood. Krishna is everything knows, past, present, future. Krishna knew it, that Bhishma has now promised he will keep. So he asked Arjuna, this is also politics, that he go to Duryodhana. Do you remember that Duryodhana was elderly than Arjuna, that he would keep some promise which he has offered to you? Duryodhana said, Arjuna, whenever you want something, I shall give you. Now this is the time you can go. And what is that? Now he has got five arrows for killing you. You should take and come to me. So after fight, they were friends. So Arjuna went to the camp of Duryodhana and was well received. Well, Arjuna, come on, what do you want? Come on, sit down. Do you want anything from me? If you want, I can stop this fight, I can return it. Arjuna said, no, I've not come to you for begging my kingdom. Fighting will go on, but I want. You promised something. Yes, I know, I offer you. What do you want? I want those five arrows. At once you deliver. And this information was carried to, Bhishma. Bhishma knew that Krishna is very cunning also. He will save his devotee. So he has done this. All right, in spite of Krishna, he has broken my promise. And tomorrow I shall see, if Krishna does not break his promise, then his friend will be killed. I will fight in such a way. So, he was fighting in such a way that Arjuna become almost dead. Then at that time, Krishna, the chariot was torn into pieces. Arjuna fell down. And then Krishna took up one of the wheels of the chariot and came before. Now, Bhishma, you stop this fighting, otherwise I will kill you. Krishna at once gave out his arrow and he offered, all right, kill me. The thing is that because Bhishma promised that I shall kill Arjuna tomorrow, and Krishna also promised not to fight, just to save these two devotees, Arjuna and Bhishma. Bhishma was also a great devotee. Just to show him that I am breaking my promise. Please stop. You want it. That either I shall break my promise or you shall kill Arjuna. So better see that I have broken my promise. In this way, sometimes for devotee, he sometimes breaks his own promise. See, here Krishna says, Koldaya Pratijani, you promise, so I shall protect your promise. And what is that? Name Bhakta Pradashati. Anyone who has taken to Krishna's consciousness will be never destroyed. He'll never be destroyed. Name Bhakta Pradashati. What is that destruction? The destruction is, of course, a living entity is never destroyed so far as constitution is concerned. Nahannata hannamane, this destruction of this body is not his destruction. Real destruction is that when we lose our spiritual consciousness, we lose our identity, that is destruction. That is destruction. That now, in our material conception of life, we are practically destroyed. Because, destroyed in this way. Because as spiritual being, I have got my eternal life, I have got my blissful life, I have got my knowledge, full knowledge, but here I am living in a wretched condition that my life is not eternal, I am not blissful, and I am not in full knowledge. So don't you think that we are already destroyed? We are thinking that I am very much advancing in civilization. But unless you revive your original life of eternity and full knowledge and bliss, you should know that you are not advancing, you are being defeated by the illusory energy. This is destruction. Destruction of my real life is materialism. See, here Krishna says, Kaunteya Pratijanihi, please declare in the world that anyone who has taken to this Krishna consciousness will never be destroyed. He'll never go back again to that material life of sense gratification and pull off this material existence, pull off misery. He'll be taken. He'll be taken off sooner or later, as he has taken to this Krishna consciousness, he'll be never destroyed. Our destruction, you always remember, our destruction means material existence is the destruction of our spiritual existence. Because destruction does not mean that as spiritual being I will be nowhere. No. This is my position, nowhere. I do not know. Just like I am being kicked like a football. I have no place. Then you have seen football play. The football has no play. As soon as somebody is kicked, he kicks. He goes to another body, he kicks. He is another one kicking. His only situation is being kicked. Football. So you are just like football. You are being kicked. Now I am American. Next time I shall be kicked up to China. Maybe. And from China I will be kicked up to India. And from India I shall be kicked up to Burma. I will be kicked up to another one. This is going on. We do not know how we are being kicked up like a football from one place to another, one place to another. This is all false notion. How long I shall remain here? Therefore, this is the only way, Krishna consciousness, to become perfect. Perfection means to attain spiritual life, eternity, blissful and full of knowledge. That is waiting us. That is waiting us. Why should we refuse it? It is not a theory. Don't think that Bhagavad Gita is something imaginary thing. No. People have taken to it, they have practiced, they have attained success. It is coming on since a very, very long time. It was first advised to the sun god. Then after many, many millions of years, again, 5,000 years before, it was advised to Arjuna. So it is coming down, it is accepted by all great acharyas of India and is being followed, is still being followed. So take it. Don't be destroyed. Take to Krishna consciousness and you will be saved. You will be saved from these destruction in the material. Suppose if I am thrown into the ocean, that is practically my destruction. I may be very good swimmer, but that is no hope. That is no hope of my life. Any moment I can go down into the depth of the ocean. Similarly, we are struggling very hard in the material ocean of existence. Simply struggling, just like a man is trying to save himself in the Atlantic Ocean. Similarly, we are also trying here. This is not the process of getting yourself from the struggle for existence ocean. The thing is, one must get you out from the ocean. So Krishna promises, we'll find in the later 10th chapter, that those who are in Krishna consciousness, I promise, I shall take him from this ocean of birth and death. Maṁ hi pārtha vipāsripyo jepi supāpa junaya priyo vaśyā tathā śuddhasti vijānti parāṅgati. Now, somebody may inquire, now to become a Krishna conscious person, is there any qualification required? Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Lord Krishna. He appeared to be a Hindu, and it was spoken in India, and all the acharyas, they're very learned men, they have adopted. But how we can take to this Krishna consciousness? I do not belong to such particular creed or such particular country. Now, Krishna says, no. That is not disqualification. Māṁ hi pārtha vipāsripyo jepi supāpa junaya. Papa junaya, of course, according to Vedic literature, there are mentions papa juni. Juni means species. Papa juni. Just like it is mentioned here. Striya sudra, striya vaishya satha sudra, stipi janti parangata. Even the striya, even women, they are also classified amongst the papa juni. Papa juni means those who have got little facility for advancing themselves in spiritual life. So it is particularly mentioned here, striya, the woman class, sudra, sudra means the laborer class, and the vaishya, mercantile class, or less than that. Because in India, according to the caste system or varnasam dharma, the Brahmin and Kshatriyas are considered to be the highest in the society. And the Vaishya a little less than that. And in Sudra, they are not taken into account. And similarly, woman class, they are taken as Sudra. Sudra. Just like the thread ceremony is given to the Brahmin, Kshatri, Vaishya. But there is no thread ceremony for the woman class. Although the woman is born in the Brahmin family, she has now that reformation. Because the woman class are taken less intelligent, they should be given protection, they cannot be elevated. But here in the Bhagavad Gita, he surpasses all these formalities. Lord Krishna surpasses all these formalities. He is giving facility to everyone. Never mind what it is. In the social structure, you may consider that woman is less intelligent, or sudra and less purified. But in spiritual consciousness, there is no such bar. Here Krishna accepts everyone. Either you become woman, or you are sudra, or a vaishya, or whatever you name, that doesn't matter. If you simply take to Krishna consciousness, the Lord is there, He will give you all protection. All protection, and gradually He will help you. You are already, one who is in the Krishna consciousness platform, is already in the liberated platform. Simply keep from, it will take some time only, keep from, but very soon, He will be all right. So this is the proposal of Lord Krishna. This is the facility of Krishna consciousness. So we should take this advantage of being Krishna conscious. Never mind what we are, and that will help us in attaining the perfection of life. Mahi partha vipassitta jipisu papajana. This is very clearly declared here. Never mind what he is or she is. Just take to this process of Krishna consciousness, and your progress and advancement of spiritual life is guaranteed. Thank you.
Thank you.